from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you this morning. We had a hypnotist in for the first hour of the program, and God, I mean, it's wild. It was absolutely wild. Or did we? So I was told, at least. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports
good morning. Actor. We've got to, it's already Thursday now.
It's
the
Thursday.
All-Star break is almost over.
Today is... Also, it's National Caviar Day, so I just wanted to say, congratulations. You just call it Thursday. Fancy Ben. Yeah, it's just Thursday.
A little Ocetra for me later today.
Do you like caviar?
I don't dislike caviar.
But you don't
I'm
go out of your way.
Really willing to fork out the bucks necessary.
Is it the bucks? Is it the bucks for it, or is it like... I'm trying, like, what would be your greatest pleasure of, like, look, I'll pay for this.
Like, indulgence.
Indulgence, that's the word. Like, I don't care the cost, I'll pay for this.
I would say that I am always tempted to upgrade to the Wagyu cut when it comes
the
to
beef.
The steak.
Yeah, really,
like, the Australian or Japanese Wagyu beef.
Oh, it's...
Which is always insanely expensive.
Like
it's like
A5 or whatever it's
$15
called.
$15 like a bite.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But that, yeah, like the A5 Wagyu.
Oh, my.
That is really, really good.
It's staggeringly good. I mean, it's staggeringly good. It makes
like
your knees
melts
weak.
In your mouth. You don't even need to chew it.
Yeah.
Just like put it in, like just beef kind of just melts into you.
That's exactly right. It's like liquid beef. Yeah, I think so. And the funny thing about you is like you love golf. You're a good golfer. You know the difference in good balls and bad. But if you didn't get all the free golf balls that we get, I feel like you, even then, you'd be like, I'm going to get this big bag of X out. Like, you would play with X outs, I feel like.
I don't know. I actually
splurge for them,
I
do
can,
you?
No, I have to. I kind of have to play with the Chrome Tour level of golf ball.
All right.
Because I can feel the difference.
You can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can.
At some levels, it doesn't really matter. Just get the Kirkland, whatever is good for you. But at some point, when you're trying to control your spin, and it becomes an actual factor, that there's a difference. Like, I'll hit an old like range type ball, and I can't control it when you're trying to chip it onto the green and make it stop. So you do need a better ball for that.
Easy Does It in the chat says two things you don't go cheap on: steak and toilet paper.
I don't. We also do the full Charmin.
I could not agree more. My wife. There was a moment there a couple of years ago where I went into the bathroom and I was like, "Why do we have Motel 6 toilet paper?" Well. This is more friendly to the environment. I go, I like the environment too, but
the
this,
good stuff was $8.99. This was $6.99. It's like, just pay it.
I've told you guys I think you've probably both seen it with your own eyes. Every time we go anywhere and we have an Airbnb, We load up. Let's get coffee and juice or waters. I get toilet paper.
Bring toilet paper.
I bring a roll in my bag.
Yeah,
in my
suitcase a roll every time. Airbnb toilet paper is 99% of the time.
Now, we know you're a bidet guy anyway. So.
Yeah, but I can't carry my bidet with me. If I could, a mobile bidet is maybe the invention of the future, and you get it to fit in something like the size of a cell phone. It just... Just cleans you up. Once you go bidet, you literally will never go back. You will never. It's so hard to go number two at another place without it. You know.
So we said beef,
toilet paper,
haircuts.
Don't skip out
on. I got another one. Anything related to bedding?
Yeah.
You spend a third of your life sleeping.
Yeah, two thirds.
Oh,
in my
I thought
case.
You meant bedding, like you know,
gambling.
Bedding.
Don't get the cheapest sheets you can find. Spend a little bit of money.
Paulie's big
on
thread
count. Get the higher thread count. Like I said, you spend 33% of your life sleeping.
Some of us
why not be comfortable? Some of us more. Some of us less.
Good pillows.
Some
of us less. Yeah.
He sleeps on top. So he actually doesn't need...
The bedding is not quite as important, but the bed is very
important. The bed is very
important. I still have my mattress makers, which is adjustable.
Like, I mean, everything.
It's been great for me.
The comforter, whatever, the pillows, and of course, the bed. Spend the extra money. You will not regret it.
Yeah.
I used to be that guy. I'd go to Target or whatever and just be like, I just need the cheapest sheets.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're like, no.
Oh, you feel them. You feel it.
You feel like construction paper. Terrible.
You put your. Like, you can hear it. It's. You pull your sheets up at night.
I give you a paper cut.
Sounds like this. Rustling around in your bed. What in the world? I love summer break. I could BS about stuff like this all day. So yesterday, though, not to change the subject, I'm sure Ben is not super happy about this, but after the show yesterday, we went into the prod studio. And sometimes, like, we're all, Paulie and I are a little ADD, whatever. Ben has a different, like, where he just locks in on one thing. He can't look at anything else. So Ben was actually on his phone. And Paulie, just for some random reason, was digging around in the archives and just started playing these clips. And it was one after the other
We said one out loud, and it was more of a recent Ben drop.
All girls, all the time.
Right.
And we started laughing, and you're like, what else did we have this week? I was like, what else did we have? And we started going through the folder of Ben drops that I have.
And it's, that we just have not played a bunch of.
It's fine. I just have to remind everybody. That these are all taken out of context.
Allegedly.
Maybe from news stories.
Right.
Maybe from reading, you know, ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
What was that?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
When Paulie played that yesterday, I almost fell down. And it said, the thing that popped into my mind is Ben walks into his first bachelor party ever.
He's like the gif of Steve Buscemi with the skateboard.
Fellow kids.
Hey, fellow kids, how are you?
But when he walks into his very first bachelor party, and like, Ben, what did you bring?
Hey, I got the whiskey, I got this, and then Ben.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
What is that from?
That was actually a take on Woods question.
Was it really?
Okay. So, yeah.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis, was one of our favorites. So Paulie starts playing all of these.
Hawk Tua.
I mean, we know
that
where
one. That one's from. Hoochie Coo.
What in the world?
I think that's, there's a song, Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo.
Okay, yep.
Ass Gasket.
Ass Gasket?
That's, that was what someone called the protective...
Oh, the
rim
sheet.
For the toilet when you put the little piece of paper.
What is it?
Ass gasket. So I would just play with it constantly.
Your son.
What was that about?
That could be anything.
Butt cheeks.
These lay me out every single time.
Even better poops if you've been having trouble with those.
That's the farmer's dog.
Farmer's dog. Yeah.
Sure, of course it is.
I have frozen my penis.
I have no idea.
I have frozen my penis for real.
Those were not altered, by the way.
For real, by the way.
For real.
For real.
For real.
Don't know what that was in reference to, actually.
Stink fist.
Stink fist.
Don't know again.
Like, this isn't AI. I didn't have Ben's voice.
These are in the cache, dude. These are
balls
all
bouncing off my chest and off my arms, my legs, all over the place.
That was when we did the seals, and I was in goal.
Okay, that makes more sense. That makes more sense.
You got a nice thick one as well.
Going out for a steak, possibly. Nice thick one.
Athletic pubalgia.
No idea.
What even is that?
I don't know. It sounds like a medical concern.
What is it called?
It is called
athletic pubalgia.
Okay, here it is. It's pubalgia. Pubalgia. I think I
stuttered a little.
Mm-hmm. Play it one more time, Pauline.
Athletic pubalgia.
There's no extra P. Pubalgia.
Pubalgia.
It's a hernia.
Sports hernia. That's the official name.
Somebody had a sports hernia, I think. Yeah. All right.
I remember talking about how real athletes they get the sports hernia.
Yeah. Athletic pubalgia.
Yeah.
Make it rain.
I know what that's from. I do remember that. Remember it vividly.
Oh, God.
Time we were trying to end the drought in California.
He almost just got me. Had a mouthful of water. Holy crap.
I mean, we had more where it's just, I'm like, I don't even know how we...
Do the noises. Do you remember the noises?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Polly, I mean, we spent 30 minutes in here going over this. Do you have any explanation for yourself, sir? At all? Any explanation for that?
Not really, no.
What? Any no recollection?
I don't think so.
That actually sounds way off mic. So did we get hidden audio of you somewhere?
That was like Ben. We made Ben exercise or something.
Yeah, I think that was.
And he was coming back. He was out of breath. And he just.
And the stroke.
We're talking about
rowing, of course. That's the coxswain. That's his job, is to announce.
He can't stop.
Announce the strokes. Competitive. The coccyx. That's your tailbone.
Folly just has all these just sitting in a file.
Cracker.
They're just sitting in a file rotting. I mean, what can we possibly do with these to put them to good use?
The effort that you've gone to to collect all of these, though, over the years.
I feel like we could feed nations with the energy from these. I really do.
No, we've got about 500.
500!
Just saved in one folder. And some of them, like, I'm like, we can't even, I don't even know what where we got that from. we can't use it. Oh, God.
If this was 1993, and they used to do this, radio stations, remember when radio stations, Ben, used to send out CDs to their audience, like best of CDs? We would put out a Ben Drop CD, and it would sell, like, at least 500 copies. At least. It would be 4 hours of your coccyx and stroke and your noises. Yeah, we need to make a song out of them. Something. It is just incredible. Give it to Daddy. I like that one. Always like that one. Oh, Ben Noises instead of Ben Likes. Yeah, I'm down. Ben Drop.
Angina.
All right.
It's a heart condition.
It's like heart, yeah.
Serious heart condition.
That's right. You're a gem.
I'm just
you're here. Just you.
I'm just here.
That's the best part. Do these when you hear these, do they bother you?
I touch myself a little bit. Yeah.
They do?
Well, I mean,
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, they don't.
But
I mean, I said all of them.
Good.
I'm not denying that I said all of them. But there's a valid explanation for every single one of them. I promise you.
Yeah. You're dealing a little X here on the website.
Dealing a little X.
I mean,
that's criminal, actually. You're not allowed to do that.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
This is the best. It's like
a whole pharmacy here.
Tournament of Drops next year is going to be stacked.
Tournament of Ben Noises.
Well, Ben, we have to go 64. I really think we have to
do
64.
Maybe we have a separate tournament entirely.
Yeah.
Just for me.
Why go 64 when we could go?
69.
Oh, my head hurts. such a gem, dude. Such a gem. As much as I... No BS, I can do this for another 45 minutes, but I don't think people would like that.
Let's take a quick timeout. I do have a question for you, a sports-related topic and a parenting topic as well that I want to bring up. We'll get to that coming up next. Back after traffic with more Ben and Woods. Summer break continuing here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So I hadn't really heard of this name until the story came out yesterday. And Woods, I wanted to get your take on what Kevin Sullivan did in the MLS yesterday for the Philadelphia Union. When he took the field yesterday in their match against the New England Revolution, he set a new, not just MLS record, but new highest level of professional soccer record, or really any other sport, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, by becoming the youngest professional top-level athlete in American history, 14 years, 293 days old, breaking the record set by soccer player Freddie Adu, who was also just below 15 years old when he did it, was put into the game in the second half, has already signed a contract, homegrown contract in Major League Soccer. It's a big deal, and it also stipulates that when he turns 18, he will transfer to English Premier League power Manchester City. So his path for probably the next decade or so is already set in stone, essentially, in contractual ink of what is going to happen. And my question to you is, I guess he did fine. He came in, didn't have a ton of chances at the ball, had a nice run late in the game, ended with a shot on goal from outside the penalty area. His older brother's already on the team. But I guess as a parent, and maybe my thinking has evolved on this, and neither of my boys you know, going to be a professional athlete.
They're not
as
going
most,
to the no, Premier League no, anytime not. Soon.
And as are 99.9% of parents out there, right. Your kids are not ever going to be professional athletes. Right. So it just 14 seems awfully young to put the kind of pressure that we put on pro athletes, especially in this country, and you know, any soccer. I mean, they're crazy about soccer in Europe, Manchester City fans. To put that kind of professional level pressure on a 14-year-old, to me, is concerning, actually. What do you feel about it? Even if he seems like he's pretty mature and has handled it really well.
I think his brother being on the team is clutch. Is about as clutch. I don't know that you could do something like that without it. We have our own, you know, Ethan Salas here in with the San Diego Padres. And, you know, I think there's measures in place to make sure that Ethan is taken care of and covered, and that's smart. That's what you have to do. 14, yeah, man. Does it seem young? Absolutely. I think about my own kids. That would be like Bo going off to play professional sports in 7.5 years or 6.5 years. It's hard for me to wrap my head around, certainly. If he wants it, though, I think...
Can you know that that's what you want even at 14,
yeah.
You think?
Oh, bro, I don't think there's any... question at all. It manifests destiny for some of these kids that know the minute they pick up a bat, a football, a basketball.
Especially those guys. The Freddie Adu. He's a year older than me.
Now,
so
Freddie Adu is not, he's not a cautionary tale, but he never became the superstar that they thought he would be when he debuted at age, you know, 14.
Which, by the way, there's how many people in every sport never became the superstar they were supposed to be, even when they debuted at 22 or 23 or 24, and plenty of experience right. And life's wisdom and, you know.
Tale as old as time.
100%. I mean, it happens.
And the LeBrons are... one in a billion.
Right.
I mean,
it's interesting.
Maybe
Tiger,
even bigger.
LeBron.
Tiger.
It's
like interesting. Even Michael Jordan went to college.
It's interesting you bring this up today. I don't respond on Instagram very much to strangers. And there's a podcast. It's called the Nine Hole Podcast. It's a baseball podcast. And they had something to the effect of, parents are putting way too much pressure on their kids. You're seeing 12-year-old kids playing baseball now, and they're so worried about the results now. And I paused for a second, and I wrote this. I said, they said, you find these kids stressing about the outcome instead of just playing ball and having fun like we used to.
Of course. So, travel ball is serious.
But hang on. I wrote, I'm 49 years old. And stressed about outcomes in every single game I ever played, ever. It's the nature of that game in particular. I didn't stress playing baseball on the sandlot with my buddies, but when the game started from Little League on, there was never a time that outcomes weren't stressed over, ever. It when you put a uniform on and you go out and there's umpires and your folks are in the stands or if they're not in the stands, and you go up to the plate, and you didn't get a hit, I don't remember being like, it's fine, I'm 12, I'm having fun with my friends. No, I was livid, and that's in 1987.
But there's nothing wrong with caring about an outcome. I know it. I think at some point we've gotten to the point, hey, winning and losing doesn't matter. Winning and losing is what makes it fun for a lot of us.
100%.
I wouldn't want to play golf if it was just, hey, go out and make some good swings. We're not going to keep score. No, I need to keep score. That's what makes it fun. And yeah, it's frustrating sometimes. And it bothers me. But as an adult, I also know, all right, I played terrible yesterday, but I'll get over it. You know, I'll get another chance. Can you do that as a 14-year-old? If he went in and he didn't, but let's say he gave up the winning goal or scored an own goal accidentally to lose the match for his team and started getting booed from fans in the stands, which is a real risk when you're a professional athlete. Are you emotionally able to handle that at age 14?
Are you emotionally able to handle it at age 28? Are you emotionally able to handle it at 49? When I get some guy chirping me on Twitter that has a doo-doo emoji as a profile picture and his name is something with a bunch of numbers... I'm 49 years old tomorrow. Am I emotionally strong enough to handle it? Not always. Not always. So every person is different. And I think this kid, I think, Benny, if this is what he wants to be doing, I think it's brilliant and great and awesome. And, like, if you have the ability and somebody thinks that you have that ability, this is not a publicity stunt. You know, this isn't like we need asses in the seats. Let's get a 14-year-old out here. I don't see that at all.
I guess the way I look at it, though, is if he's truly this good and a can't-miss prospect, he'll also be this good when he's 16 or 17 or 18.
But they got him. They got
him. Yes.
Now.
Well, for the team, great. They locked him in. And Manchester City, they locked it in. But if he's not this good and he finds it out in a couple of years, haven't you done more damage? Like, what is the... What's the harm
What's the
of
rush?
Waiting a couple of years? What's the rush?
I don't know. Maybe he's that good. You know, maybe he's that good. And I think, did everybody kind of agree? At least we don't know anything about development of players. And you know, we like to speculate that we do. But did certain people that maybe are more in the know than us, did they think Ethan Salas was rushed a little bit
well,
last
you know,
year?
And,
isn't there a method, though, to that madness?
Is at age 16, it is very young. I've always hesitated every time they have the international signing period and they talk about these guys who just turned 16 and, you know, leaving their countries and maybe coming to Arizona to play ball. Some of them go to the Dominican, but they're not all from the Dominican. They, you know, guys who signed in Venezuela go to the Dominican to then play ball away from their families. And it feels very young to me to do that. You know, that's the way it works. But still, they're in the minor leagues, where ultimately it's still they're developing, and hopefully the organizations they sign with are treating this
nurturing
nurturing and fostering a good environment for them.
Well,
once you get to the big level, you know, and I'm including MLS in this, even though people are saying, obviously it's not the same as the Premier League or La Liga or anything like that, but it is the top level we've got in this country. It's no longer about developing. I mean, you want to keep developing players. It's about the results now, and really only about the results once you get to the top level.
Sure.
Ethan Salas, it's not about the results. Even
no.
if he goes, even at AA and AAA, it's still about developing. No one cares, ultimately, if you win a minor league championship.
Right.
They care that maybe you show the ability to win and what it takes.
And perform,
yeah. But ultimately, no one cares. But at the top level, they do. And that's something that handle at the young age of 14, 16, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, think about actors, you know, child actors. Some of it's gone awry, certainly. We know the pitfalls of that. But the processes that are in place now are better than they were 30 years ago, better than they were 60 years ago. You know, there's an evolution, and hopefully this team is doing everything they can to foster, you know, because he's still a kid. I mean, you have to nurture him through that. And but if he wants it and he has the ability, I'm all for it, man. I really am. I think it's a cool story, and I'm
hoping for the best for him.
Yeah, of course. And I don't know anything about his parents, but like I just think about my own kids, and if somebody was ready to make the jump, you know, to something special, you know, you warn them, you're there for them, and you let them know it's okay to fail. I mean, it's absolutely okay to fail. You're going to if you're an athlete at any level, but you're right about the pros. It's about results, really, at that point. But there was a reason they brought him up, and it's probably because he's good. And I think in their minds, you're like, he's 14 and he's this developed. He's only going to get better. It doesn't always work that way. But I think it's a pretty cool story, but definitely one to keep your eye on.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we rarely do this, but I'm going to open the phones like completely. 833-288-0973. Get the whole.
Do you only open them partially sometimes?
Well, sometimes I direct you toward a specific topic. Like, hey, we're playing Take on Woods.
Like,
call in now.
Three lines are open. This is all
this
lines.
This is pretty much open topics. In fact, I'll steal from Annie and Elston because I like what they do. They call it their AMA, Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
You can ask us anything you want. It can be Padres related. It can be just stuff about us that you're curious about. Please join us in our next segment. This is summer break. We're trying to be casual. The phone lines are open. 833-288-0973. Get to us. Give us a call next on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, phone lines are jammed. We're going to get out to the calls here in a second. Baseball coverage at 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And Paulie did confirm during the break that at least somewhere it is registered that the Padres have officially selected the contract of Tirso Ornelas, even if they haven't
by
announced the move.
I mean MLB.com.
MLB.com. That's a fairly official website.
The official transaction page. Yeah.
Ornelas having a really solid season at AAA. Now, remember, offensive numbers tend to be inflated in the Pacific Coast League, but 316 batting average, 390 on base percentage, 515 slugging. That's a 905 OPS, has 12 homers, 14 doubles, 57 runs batted in for the Chihuahuas. So solid season, and now we'll get the opportunity to show his stuff on the big league level to start the second half tomorrow in Cleveland.
We need all the help we can get, my friend. All the help we can get.
All right, we're going to get out to these phone calls. Ask us anything here, Padres or otherwise, right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Richard is joining us. Richard, welcome to a very summer breaky Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you a story real briefly and then ask you a question.
Sure.
I recently went on a road trip to see the Padres back east in Boston. It was my first time leaving the state of California going back east, and I went back there to see the Padres in Fenway Park. I went on Saturday. Had the time of my life. The Padres fans travel well, let me tell you. And my question for you is, which pitcher would you pick up in the free agent trading deadline if you could?
Sure. Yeah, I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing a couple of rumors come in about Tarek Skubal from the Tigers. He's going to cost you everything you
have. Well, he's got two more years of control.
He's
so,
an ace. Yeah, yeah, that, I think you can.
He's Salas or DeVries or possibly both.
You got pretty much for Tarek Skubal, which I don't think you want to do.
Garrett Crochet is the name you've heard, but
same. They're looking.
My
for
worry
the same.
Is that he looked good at the All-Star game, but my worry is how many innings do you have left? You have another Michael King on your hands, which is great. He's got great stuff, and he's got another year of control, but you need help right now, and you need some innings, which is why I'd probably see what you can offer the Blue Jays for Yusei Kikuchi.
I was just gonna say Kikuchi, man. I think he's a perfect fit for what we're looking for here. Don't think he's going to cost you a ton at all. And again, I think, you know, once we all start speculating about what AJ Preller will do, rarely are we right. And there's something that pops up and a guy and you go, why didn't I think of that? You know, why didn't I think that he was available? So there's like three team trades and all that. I mean, this is now going to be the time to get extremely creative. Fortunately for us, he's a really creative guy. So I'm like enamored. I can't wait to see what he does.
Good question to get us started. Let's go to Brad. You are next up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Brad.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, this age thing. Remember Freddie Adu from about 20 years ago?
He was
like 16. So, I mean, he had a decent career, but, man, that load was on him. Here's the question with the age thing. Having a daughter that was 14, potentially making the varsity volleyball team, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, she makes that team. Are you going to let her hang around with 17, 18-year-olds and go to their parties? She goes, of course not. She's too young. I go, then you're going to kill her socially. So there's an age difference, you know, and a life experience difference that you got to take when you put these 18-year-old athletes among men. That what do you do off field?
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really excellent point.
And how do you maintain like team cohesiveness and unity when you've got, if for the Philadelphia Union and Sullivan, a 14-year-old who can't go out at, you know, for beers after the game or anything. Not for seven more years.
Jackson
can he go
Merrill
out.
Was a pro and couldn't until the, you know, first few weeks of his big league career.
Still, 20 is way different than 14.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's absolutely different. But the Freddie Adu thing is a great point. But I think the difference is this kid wasn't named the next heir apparent of soccer like Freddie Adu was when he was 16 years old. Like we talked about, very few guys, Bryce Harper on the cover of SI, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, those guys have done it. They've reached the heights, you know, but for every one of those, there's a billion guys that never got close.
I didn't think about the social even element of it. I was thinking more professionally and the pressure put on you career-wise, but yeah, can you maintain your friend, like your school friendships? I'm sure he's like homeschooled. There's no way he's playing professional soccer and also going.
This is like
to freshman year of high school at the same time.
This is like Rookie of the Year, the movie. Remember Rookie of the Year? We had the rubber arm and threw like 100.
But he had trouble relating to his 34-year-old teammates.
Yeah.
Obviously,
Gary Busey as the ace of the staff.
Yeah. And Gary Busey. Hey, kid, throw that fastball.
Like, it's exactly like Rookie of the Year, Gary Busey.
The Rocket.
Yeah, the Rocket. Yeah, the Rocket. He's 65 years old. He's supposed to be a big leaguer.
Throw him the high, stinky cheddar.
It's a great move. It's a great call, though. The social aspect is kind of, you know, part of what did him in. He missed being a kid.
We're taking your phone calls. Ask us anything, 833-288-0973. We got some open lines now. Let's go to Victor. Victor, how are you this morning?
Doing well, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning, bud.
Hey. Well, I definitely want to bring it a little bit back towards the Padres. And a great question. I think you guys could definitely dive into this. What do you think would happen to the organization if they happen to miss the playoffs once again this season? I know it's a little unlikely since it's
bleak.
No, it's not unlikely.
More likely than unlikely. Yeah, Victor, it's a great question.
We talked about it yesterday.
We talked about today.
Their FanGraphs projections, which is strictly mathematical, analytical odds, their odds of making the playoffs are, I think it was 39.4%.
If there's one.
So it's more likely that they don't make the playoffs.
But if there's one thing we know about the San Diego Padres, they are, in fact, odds busters, and not always in the best way. Yeah, FanGraphs had last year had them projected. I mean, what was their projection at the beginning of the year to make the playoffs? 97%, and we saw it just slide. And so, you know, I made the point earlier. I saw that tweet. 500 baseball since 2021. Where is the magic wand you wave to make sure that doesn't happen in the second half? I don't know that there is one.
I don't think you're going to like this answer, Victor, or maybe anyone listening.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I agree.
But I think if the Padres miss the playoffs, the major consequence will be nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't even think AJ necessarily loses his job because, for the most part, they're going to want next year to look kind of the same. They're going to have a lot of the same players back. Like Michael King is under control. They've, you know, obviously guys like Manny and, you know, hopefully they're going to hope.
Even the new guys, Cease, Arise.
Yeah, Cease is back. Arise is back if they don't do anything. And they're going to hope for a healthy year. And they're going to kind of be in win now mode again next year. And the idea will be, hey, this is still AJ's group. These are his guys. Is a different GM really going to make a difference this year?
He's under contract.
He's under contract. Years, yeah. My guess, and I know you hate hearing it, but even if a disappointing finish comes for the Padres, they may roll it completely back. Now,
question.
Mike Schilt has one more. He had like a 2-year deal, right? Just a 2-year? I think it was a 2-year. So he'll get one more. He might be a lame duck manager back. AJ will be close to like a lame duck GM. But they may just roll it back at least one more time and go, they may say something like, okay, this is it. This is it or else. We are expecting big things in 2025. And if we don't get it, there will be serious consequences for everybody involved. We'll make major changes.
Very much.
They may say that.
Very much like parenting.
But they never said that this year. There was a hint to it a little
there
bit.
There was a, but I got to find the quote from Kutsenda. And
he said everybody will be evaluated, essentially. Everyone has goals. Everyone has, you know, everyone needs to do their job, something like that. But he never said, hey, and if we don't get there, you're all fired.
Sub question. How many games left?
99, or 62. 63. 61. 63. Paulie had it first.
63.
Breaking news. Good job, Paulie.
Does it matter how... Does that outcome matter how these next 63 games go? And I mean, if they go off the cliff, does that
maybe a little
force
bit,
their
yeah.
hand a little bit?
If or 20-43,
right? Or if they grind it and grind it and they get so close, you know, we'll be in here
there
going, "Well,
difference.
There's a what an effort, right?"
No, we won't because we did that last year and we weren't thinking that. We were just waiting for.
We did not. No, we did not. Remember the last 17 games or whatever? We thought, man, are these guys going to do this? But we never got in here and said, man, we really. I was so mad that it had to come down to that I can remember going, I don't even want
like
to talk about
life support. Yeah. Just pull the plug already.
Yes, that's how it felt
I just
last
don't know
year.
That what we think or even
no,
what
fans
the
think.
Fans
no.
think is going to impact their ultimate decision. Because they'll know if they think they're right and sticking with AJ and Mike Schilt and the roster is the right thing to do, they'll know fans will come around. If they win next year and this is the best chance of winning, that's the decision they will make. If they feel like the best idea of going for change, then they'll sell that, and we'll move forward on that. All right, let's go to our friend Lenny in La Mesa. Hey, Lenny, it's been a while.
Lenny.
How you been, man?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Doing
listen good. All the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, look, I love this team compared to last year's team, and I think we'll be in the hunt to the end. The rest of the National League is right around the 500 mark. You know, the thing that's really hurting us, we only have 60% of a pitching staff.
Yeah.
And we need some starting pitchers. From a business standpoint, the Padres have done a great job. You know, I mean, the fans go out all the time, 40,000 every game. I see them on the road all the time. So from a business sense, I think they're really happy. We'll compete. The thing that really really irritates me, I'm all excited for Friday. We're back on baseball, like a 4 o'clock start against Cleveland. I'm driving home, and then Chris Ello tells me it's Apple
yeah,
TV
it's
game.
Apple TV, well, yeah.
This streaming kills me. I mean, I'm not paying for another streaming service, so I'm listening to the game on the radio Friday.
Right here on 97.3 The Fan.
I think they might have a free trial that you can get without paying, but I know what you're talking about. It's just
I get it.
So many different. Peacock, Roku now. Roku. They just had a Roku game the other day.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It is very fractured. I mean, football in that sense does it right. You know exactly when and where to tune in for football games. And you know what? They move it around. I mean, they got Amazon Prime doing sure. football now, but at least you know where it's going to be all season long on Thursday nights. Sunday nights is going to be on NBC. Monday nights on ESPN. You know where it is. And then you got your red zone and your regular games on Sundays. Baseball, it does feel like it's a little more of, I don't know. It could be here. It could be there. It could be anywhere, depending on the day of the week and what city they're in.
It's a valid concern. But yeah, you can't go wrong listening right here on 97.3 The Fan, home of your San Diego Padres.
Jeff on the chat says, considering Peter Seidler passed early in the offseason and then the cut in salary, he says, this year is probably a make the playoffs good, if not okay, sort of season. I wonder, I mean,
sure
they would never
not.
They would never say that out loud.
No.
But do they think that? Does Eric Kitsenda go to, you know, to A.J. Preller and go, I know we've kind of tied your hands and made you
no,
cut $90
you know
million
like
dollars in payroll.
The Rockies say, hey, if we make the playoffs, great. But if not, as long as we stayed under our salary number, like, great. No, I hope that's not how they're thinking. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to know. There's just no way to know what kind of...
I think that would be a bad sign. If that's really,
I mean,
what
if you ask me honestly,
should be playoffs or bust?
Yeah, if you ask me honestly, will I be disappointed if they don't make the playoffs? The answer is unequivocally, yeah. And I think probably in the moment I will be of the heads should roll variety. That's kind of the headspace I would be in.
You know, we've talked about in some ways AJ has done his best work given the fact, the limitations, and maybe the limitations are what has brought out some of the best in AJ, his creativity and finding the diamonds in the rough that, you know, other teams didn't find. But at the same time, you throw a... phone lines are jammed. We're going to get out to the calls here in a second. Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And Paulie did confirm during the break that at least somewhere it is registered that the Padres have officially selected the contract of Tirso Ornelas, even if they haven't
by
announced the move.
I mean MLB.com.
MLB.com. That's a fairly official website.
The official transaction page. Yeah.
Ornelas having a really solid season at AAA. Now, remember, offensive numbers tend to be inflated in the Pacific Coast League, but 316 batting average, 390 on base percentage, 515 slugging. That's a 905 OPS, has 12 homers, 14 doubles, 57 runs batted in for the Chihuahuas. So solid season, and now we'll get the opportunity to show his stuff on the big league level to start the second half tomorrow in Cleveland.
We need all the help we can get, my friend. All the help we can get.
All right, we're going to get out to these phone calls. Ask us anything here, Padres or otherwise, right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Richard is joining us. Richard, welcome to a very summer breaky Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you a story real briefly and then ask you a question.
Sure.
I recently went on a road trip to see the Padres back east in Boston. It was my first time leaving the state of California, going back east. And I went back there to see the Padres in Fenway Park. I went on Saturday. Had the time of my life. The Padres fans travel well, let me tell you. And my question for you is, which pitcher would you pick up in the free agent trading deadline if you could?
Sure. Yeah, I'm seeing a couple of rumors come in about Tarek Skubal from the Tigers. He's going to cost you everything you
have.
Well,
he's got two more years of control.
He's an ace. Yeah, that, I think you can.
Salas or DeVries or possibly both.
Everything you got pretty much for Tarek Skubal, which I don't think you want to do.
Garrett Crochet is the name you've heard, but
same. They're looking.
My
for
worry
the same.
Is that he looked good at the All-Star game, but my worry is how many innings do you have left? Do you have another Michael King on your hands? Which is great. He's got great stuff, and he's got another year of control, but you need help right now, and you need some innings, which is why I'd probably see what you can offer the Blue Jays for Yusei Kikuchi.
I was just gonna say Kikuchi, man. I think he's a perfect fit for what we're looking for here. Don't think he's going to cost you a ton at all. And again, I think, you know, once we all start speculating about what AJ Preller will do, rarely are we right. And there's something that pops up and a guy and you go, why didn't I think of that? You know, why didn't I think that he was available? So there's like three team trades and all that. I mean, this is now going to be the time to get extremely creative. Fortunately for us, he's a really creative guy. So I'm like enamored. I can't wait to see what he does.
Good question to get us started. Let's go to Brad. You are next up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Brad.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, this age thing. Remember Freddie Adu from about 20 years ago? He was like 16. So, I mean, he had a decent career, but, man, that load was on him. Here's the question with the age thing. Having a daughter that was 14, potentially making the varsity volleyball team, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, she makes that team. Are you going to let her hang around with 17, 18-year-olds and go to their parties? She goes, of course not. She's too young. I go, then you're going to kill her socially. So there's an age difference, you know, and a life experience difference that you got to take when you put these 18-year-old athletes among men. That what do you do off field?
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really excellent point.
And how do you maintain like team cohesiveness and unity when you've got, if for the Philadelphia Union and Sullivan, a 14-year-old who can't go out you know, for beers after the game or anything. Not for seven more years.
Jackson Merrill was a pro and couldn't until the, you know, first few weeks of his big league career.
Still, 20 is way different than 14.
It is. It's absolutely different. But the Freddie Adu thing is a great point. But I think the difference is this kid wasn't named the next heir apparent of soccer like Freddie Adu was when he was 16 years old. Like we talked about, very few guys, Bryce Harper on the cover of SI, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, those guys have done it. They've reached the heights, you know, but for every one of those, there's a billion guys that never got close.
I didn't think about the social even element of it. I was thinking more professionally and the pressure put on you career-wise, but yeah, can you maintain your friend, like your school friendships? I'm sure he's like homeschooled. There's no way he's playing professional soccer and also going.
This is like
to freshman year of high school at the same time.
This is like Rookie of the Year, the movie. Remember Rookie of the Year? We had the rubber arm and threw like 100.
But he had trouble relating to his 34-year-old teammates. Yeah. Obviously,
yeah. Gary Busey as the ace of the staff. Yeah,
and Gary Busey, hey Ken, throw that fastball.
Like, it's exactly like Rookie of the Year, Gary Busey.
The Rocket.
Yeah, the Rocket. Yeah, the Rocket. The guy's 65 years old. He's supposed to be a big leaguer.
Throw him the high, stinky cheddar.
It's a great book. It's a great call, though. The social aspect is kind of, you know, part of what did him in. He missed being a kid.
We're taking your phone calls. Ask us anything. 833-288-0973. We got some open lines now. Let's go to Victor. Victor, how are you this morning?
Doing well, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning, bud.
Hey. Well, I definitely want to bring it a little bit back towards the Padres. And a great question. I think you guys could definitely dive into this. What do you think would happen to the organization if they happen to miss the playoffs? once again this season. I know it's a little unlikely since they play better.
No, it's not unlikely.
More likely, man, than unlikely.
Yeah, Victor, it's a great question.
We talked about it yesterday.
We talked about today.
Their FanGraphs projections, which is strictly mathematical analytical odds, their odds of making the playoffs are, I think it was 39.4%.
If there's one,
so it's more likely that they don't make the playoffs.
But if there's one thing we know about the San Diego Padres, they are, in fact, odds busters, and not always in the best way. FanGraphs had last year had them projected. I mean, what was their projection at the beginning of the year to make the playoffs? 97%, and we saw it just slide. And so, you know, I made the point earlier. I saw that tweet. 500 baseball since 2021. Where is the magic wand you wave to make sure that doesn't happen in the second half? I don't know that there is one.
I don't think you're going to like this answer, Victor, or maybe anyone listening.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I agree.
But I think if the Padres miss the playoffs, the major consequence will be nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't even think AJ necessarily loses his job because, for the most part, they're going to want next year to look kind of the same. They're going to have a lot of the same players back. Like, Michael King is under control. They've, you know, obviously guys like Manny and, you know, hopefully they're going to hope.
Even the new guys, Cease, Arise.
Yeah, Cease is back. Arise is back if they don't do anything. And they're going to hope for a healthy year. And they're going to kind of be in win now mode again next year. And the idea will be, hey, this is still AJ's group. These are his guys. Is a different GM really going to make a difference this year?
He's under contract.
He's under contract. Years, yeah. My guess, and I know you hate hearing it, but even if a disappointing finish comes for the Padres, they may roll it completely back. Now,
question.
Mike Shildt has one more. He had like a 2-year deal, right? Just a 2-year?
Oh.
I think it was a 2-year. So he'll get one more. He might be a lame duck manager back. AJ will be close to like a lame duck GM. But they may just roll it back at least one more time and go, they may say something like, okay, this is it. This is it or else. We are expecting big things in 2025. And if we don't get it, there will be serious consequences for everybody involved. And we'll make major changes.
Very much.
They may say that.
Very much like parenting.
But they never said that this year. There was a hint to it a little
there
bit.
There was a, but I got to find the quote from Kutsenda. And
he said everybody will be evaluated, essentially. Goals. Everyone has, you know, everyone needs to do their job, something like that. But he never said, hey, and if we don't get there, you're all fired.
Sub question. How many games left?
99, or 62. 61. 63. Paulie had it first.
63.
Breaking news. Good job, Paulie.
Does it matter how... Does that outcome matter how these next 63 games go? And I mean, if they go off the cliff, does that
maybe a little
force
bit,
their hand a little bit?
If or 20 if, and 43.
Right. Or if they grind it and grind it and they get so close, you know, we'll be in here
there
going, well,
difference.
There's a what an effort, right?
No, we won't, because we did that last year and we weren't thinking that. We were just waiting for
the final. We did not. Remember the last 17 games or whatever? We thought, man, are these guys going to do this? But we never got in here and said, man, I was so mad that it had to come down to that I can remember going, I don't even want to
like
talk about
life support. Yeah. Just pull the plug already.
Yes, that's how it felt.
I just don't know
year.
That what we think or even
no,
what
fans
the
think.
Fans
no.
think is going to impact their ultimate decision. Because they'll know if they think they're right and sticking with AJ and Mike Shildt and the roster is the right thing to do, they'll know fans will come around. If they win next year and this is the best chance of winning, that's the decision they will make. If they feel like the best idea of going for change, then they'll sell that, and we'll move forward on that. All right, let's go to our friend Lenny in La Mesa. Hey, Lenny, it's been a while.
Lenny.
How you been, man?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Doing good.
All the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, look, I love this team compared to last year's team, and I think we'll be in the hunt to the end. The rest of the National League is right around the 500 mark. You know, the thing that's really hurting us, we only have 60% of a pitching staff.
Yeah.
And we need some starting pitchers. From a business standpoint, the Padres have done a great job. You know, I mean, the fans go out all the time, 40,000 every game. I see them on the road all the time. So from a business sense, I think they're really happy. We'll compete. The thing that really irritates me, I'm all excited for Friday. We're back on baseball. like a 4 o'clock start against Cleveland. I'm driving home, and then Chris Ello tells me it's Apple TV.
Yeah, it's Apple TV, well, yeah.
This streaming kills me. I mean, I'm not paying for another streaming service, so I'm listening to the game on the radio Friday.
Right here on 97.3 The Fan.
I think they might have a free trial that you can get without paying, but I know what you're talking about. It's just
I get it.
So many different. Peacock, Roku now. Roku. They just had a Roku game the other day.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It is very fractured. I mean, football in that sense does it right. You know exactly when and where to tune in for football games. And you know what? They move it around. I mean, they got Amazon Prime doing football now, but at least you know where it's going to be all season long on Thursday nights. Sunday nights is going to be on NBC. Monday nights on ESPN. You know where it is. And then you get your red zone and your regular games on Sundays. Baseball, it does feel like it's a little more of, I don't know. It could be here. It could be there. It could be anywhere, depending on the day of the week and what city they're in.
It's a valid concern. But yeah, you can't go wrong listening right here on 97.3 The Fan, home of your San Diego Padres.
Jeff on the chat says, considering Peter Seidler passed early in the offseason and then the cut in salary, he says, this year is probably a make the playoffs good, if not okay, sort of season. I wonder, I mean,
sure
they would never
not.
They would never say that out loud.
No.
But do they think that? Does Eric Kitsenda go to, you know, to A.J. Preller and go, I know we've kind of tied your hands and made you cut $90 million
like
in payroll.
The Rockies say, hey, if we make the playoffs, great. But if not, as long as we stayed under our salary number, like, great. No, I hope that's not how they're thinking. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to know. There's just no way to know what kind of...
I think that would be a bad sign. If that's really,
I mean,
what
if you ask me honestly,
should be playoffs or bust?
Yeah, if you ask me honestly, will I be disappointed if they don't make the playoffs? The answer is unequivocally, yeah. And I think probably in the moment I will be of the head should roll variety. That's kind of the headspace I would be in.
You know, we've talked about in some ways AJ has done his best work given the fact, the limitations, and maybe the limitations are what has brought out some of the best in AJ, his creativity and finding the diamonds in the rough that, you know, other teams didn't find. But at the same time, you throw another $20 million at this payroll, you keep Seth Lugo, you know, maybe sign one more pitcher, you'd be in way better shape right now than you would be. And that has nothing to do with scouting. That has simply to do with your financial decisions that were made even above AJ's head before the season, for competitive reasons as well. Remember, it's not simply, hey, we just need to make more money as the San Diego Padres. There are reasons competitively to get under the CBT threshold.
Sure.
You know, draft pick penalties, international signing penalties. If you're going to go after Roki Sasaki, you kind of have to get under that tax this year to reset the penalties.
Yep.
So there are competitive reasons to do so. But it does make the job harder on the major league level.
But I mean, I will say this, and you can write it down, mark it down. San Diego Padres, Mike Schild, AJ Preller, you cannot go off the cliff in the second half again. You just can't do it. People will be, that will be the end of a lot of people's rope. Not that they'll watch, but I think that another drastic meltdown, the clubhouse, whatever it may be, people are going to
And Mike Schilt, the one thing he's always been consistent about is that's not going to happen here. We're going to keep getting better. We're going to keep fighting all the way through.
And he has a track record that proves that. But
Cardinals team that won, 17 in a row to get to the playoffs a couple years ago?
Like I said yesterday, you can have all the want and the goodwill, and I love him, and he loves me, and he's got my back. You got to have the guns to fight the battle, you know, and I don't know that they do right now today.
All right, keep the phone calls coming, 833-288-0973. Paulie's got a couple of headlines to talk about in the Rondle Report next as well. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.